When John asked me to do the thoughts on discipline, I went, uh-oh. This is the person who does not consider herself very well disciplined at all. But think for a minute. The root of the word discipline is the same as for the root word of the word disciple, both of which mean pupil. Interesting, huh? Discipline has so many negative connotations. In my Bible's concordance, I counted 53 references to the word discipline, disciplined, or disciplines, and most of which refer to correction or punishment. However, there are three verses in Proverbs, Proverbs 10, 17, says, "He who heeds discipline shows the way to life." 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge." And 23:23 says, "Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding." Now, every last one of us has experienced discipline of the negative kind. Our parents, our teachers, coaches, other influential mentors have pushed us, have pulled us, have threatened us, and chastised us till our behavior conformed with societal norms. But I'd rather focus on the other meaning of discipline, that training which corrects, molds, or perfects mental faculties or skills, such as academic, artistic, or athletic disciplines. And if you've been watching the Olympics this last 2 weeks, you see how discipline pays off. But all of us have dedicated ourselves to the positive aspects of discipline: acquiring an education, becoming skilled in your career, staying on a diet, learning how to keep house. My mother really sat on me about that one. It didn't work too well. Learning how to cook, becoming a better golfer or tennis player or swimmer or whatever, becoming a parent, mastering skills in the arts, which entails practice, 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 and what I consider the key element, showing up. Okay, to get on the personal side of this, since I'm retired, I no longer have to get up according to a particular, to my work schedule. But every morning I get up at approximately the same time, I shower, I dress, and I walk my dogs. Am I disciplined? Yeah, because I know what the consequences of not being disciplined will be. Puddles on the floor. When I was a young person and I started taking piano lessons, my parents encouraged me and threatened me to practice the piano. At first it was 30 minutes a day, and then it became an hour a day, and then it became, as I grew more proficient, it became 2 to 3 hours a day in preparation for national piano competitions. While I was a very good pianist, and I had a certain degree of passion for music, but I recognized I would never be a great pianist. So my truest passion didn't lie there, and I reluctantly gave it up in order to explore other venues. So I looked at speech and acting. And if you're going to be an actress or actor of any kind, you've got to have the discipline to sit there, to memorize lines, to hit your marks, to, you know, learn how to project yourself. I mean, there's a lot of discipline involved. You all have to show up for your rehearsals. But parenthood ended that particular passion. The passion that has followed me since I was a small child is art. When I was really little and got my hands on crayons or pencils or whatever, I would draw in all the white pages of my storybooks. Yay, drawing paper. I would ask my mother to show me how to draw things. And she was an artist too, so she would show me how to draw eyes from in profile, etc. So junior high, high school, and college continued my involvement. However, I wasn't really sure that being an artist was a noble commitment. So I decided to put it away and concentrate on more of the social services, education aspects of life. Well, when my boy, I kept doing art after a fashion, but kind of, you know, very haphazardly. It was not until my boys were young teens that I ventured back into taking art classes and realized that it really was my true calling. Being an artist, even though I don't consider myself even close to a Michelangelo, requires commitment. It requires passion. It requires discipline. One has to master the elements of design, of replicating life forms, of learning color theory, of learning how to use your media. Something that really stuck with me was witnessing a knockdown, drag-out fight between my professor and one of my fellow students in life drawing class. The student wanted to do abstract figures in life drawing. My professor brooked no nonsense and said, "You cannot abstract until you have the basics of figure drawing down." I think the guy dropped out of the class. It takes discipline. I can't name the number of artists, including one of my teachers, who insisted that their talent was not inborn, but was the result of hard work and showing up. There are many days when I don't feel particularly inspired, and I'm not going to tell you I paint a painting a day because I would not have any more room to live in my house if I did. But there are days I don't feel inspired. No creative ideas occur to me, but I go to my studio anyway. I pull out the paints, either put canvas or a piece of paper up, and if I don't have an idea, I throw paint, and I create chaos and make a mess until all of a sudden something magical happens because I showed up. And then the discipline comes when you try to undo or tame the chaos and make something out of almost nothing. It's okay to make chaos. It's okay to have a failure. I went to a Corot retrospective exhibition in New York, and I was looking through his earlier works, and he had human figures in his paintings, but I realized that all of their hands were hidden. And I went, he could not paint hands. And as his career grew, hands began magically appearing. He learned how to paint hands through discipline. I also was fortunate enough to go to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, the only museum in this country dedicated to a woman, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I realized her early work was muddy. It was not very pretty at all. And I took such heart from it. You know, I went, oh, she wasn't born being a genius. She worked. She practiced her discipline. So, sometimes I create things that please me. Sometimes I make giant mistakes. They're horrible. That's a nice thing. I can always paint over my mistakes. But with every mistake, there is a lesson to be learned. There is something that you can gain from it. In all honesty, it is okay to fail. It is okay to make mistakes, but show up. Whatever your passion is, you have to show up. You can't put it off for when I have more time or for when I get better at it. How are you going to get better at it? As I said before, I'm not the most disciplined of people. I dislike housework. I procrastinate. I don't always read the fine print. I rebel against the have-tos of my mother's generation. In other words, you can't do art until your house is neat and clean and tidy. But I do recognize that discipline has been an elemental part of my life as well as a crucial part of my artistic life. So, thank you for my little listening to my sermon.